very positive feedback, and even from some of the MPs that weren't able to come, I've had a very positive feedback on True Honour and what Saab and True Honour are trying to do in training the police and social services and other first-line responders in recognising the signs of honour-based violence, female genital mutilation, forced marriage, and being able to tackle them and address them early. All of these issues do affect schools and young people across the whole of the UK. They are hidden, they're not things that are spoken about, and that's why we need people like Saab who have gone through these terrible experiences and are able to speak up about them, to train people to recognise them, because they're completely hidden within communities. They're things we don't want to talk about, things we've been bad at tackling, and things we need to do a lot more on. And actually the government has really stepped up in all of these areas, but we do need people who have actually gone through these experiences to speak up and give a voice and support people, and that's why this charity is so important. Well, I met Saab whilst before I was even an MP, had a chat with her in the Hook Centre, I think it was, and I just was absolutely sort of spellbound by her story, which I then did a lot of reading on and read her fantastic book, Shamed, and couldn't help but try and get involved. So I am a trustee of the charity, and it's my role to help promote it and to help engage with ministers to make sure that the charity is supported and is able to influence policy as it goes forward. Well, the government set up a forced marriage unit in the Home Office and the Foreign Office, and there are a variety of measures to tackle forced marriage which have been brought into place. The laws affecting female genital mutilation have been upgraded recently, and the government, I think, has taken a sort of moral leadership. You saw Theresa May doing this as Home Secretary and again as Prime Minister, saying, look, these things are not acceptable. There is no sort of racism or cultural taboo about raising these things and calling them out as unacceptable in our society. And we need people from within the communities where these things are unfortunately more prevalent than in the white community to actually come up and speak out about them. And that's something Saab's done so exceptionally well. And we're very, very proud of her.